Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at early MRI and length of disability, and finally, a story about diagnostic imaging and clinical outcomes for low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 772, recorded December 10th, 2021.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email, or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
Clinical guideline recommendations are against early MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, within the first 4 to 6 weeks of conservative management of acute low back pain without clinical suspicion of serious underlying conditions known as red flags. There is some limited evidence that a significant proportion of patients with low back pain receive early MRI non-indicated by clinical guidelines, which could be associated with increased length of disability, LOD is the acronym. The aim of a recent systematic review was to investigate whether early MRI for acute low back pain without red flags is associated with increased length of disability, again, LOD. The length of disability was defined as the number of disability days, known as absence from work. Conclusions found that early MRI is associated with increased LOD in patients with acute low back pain without red flags. Identifying reasons for performing non-indicated early MRI and addressing them with quality improvement interventions may improve adherence to clinical guidelines and improve disability outcomes among patients with low back pain. Surf to our show notes for links. Evidence suggests that diagnostic imaging for low back pain does not improve care in the absence of suspicion of serious pathology. However, the effect of imaging use on clinical outcomes has not been investigated in patients presenting to chiropractors. The aim of a recent study, published in Chiropractic and Manual Therapies, was to determine if diagnostic imaging affects clinical outcomes in patients with low back pain presenting for chiropractic care. A matched observational study using prospective longitudinal observational data with 1-year follow-up was performed in primary care chiropractic clinics in Denmark. Data was collected from November 2016 to December 2019. Conclusions from the study found that diagnostic imaging did not result in better clinical outcomes in patients with low back pain presenting for chiropractic care. These results support that current guideline recommendations against routine imaging apply equally to chiropractic practice. As always, discuss all recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. The worst enemy to creativity is self-doubt. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.